From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. BP plans to put a new set of valves on the pipe from its blown-out oil well in the Gulf of Mexico. The company wants to cap the well more effectively. As the preparation work goes on, the well is once again wide open and spewing oil into the water. A White House commission is holding its first meeting today and tomorrow in New Orleans. NPR's Greg Allen reports the commission is looking at the causes of the oil spill and will recommend how to prevent another similar event.
The commission is led by former Florida Democratic Senator Bob Graham and former EPA Director William Riley. Some of the testimony is likely to be heated. Even before its first meeting, the commission was criticized as being one-sided. It includes four environmental advocates, but no one from the oil and gas industry. Of particular concern is whether the commission might make interim recommendations that would allow resumption of deepwater drilling. An administration moratorium on deepwater wells, now in the courts, has caused widespread distress in communities dependent on the oil industry. President Obama suggested the commission might make recommendations early that would lift the moratorium. Commission members now say that's unlikely. Greg Allen, NPR News, New Orleans.
Earthquake recovery is slow in Haiti, 6 months after a powerful earthquake leveled parts of the capital and killed nearly 300,000 people. Craig LaMolt of member station WSHU reports relief groups are calling on governments from around the world to make good on promises of support.
Although countries around the world have pledged $5.3 billion for Haiti this year, former President Bill Clinton says so far donor nations have given only 10% of that. Carolyn Miles of Connecticut-based Save the Children says they're relying on funding from the International Donor Fund to support what they expect will be more than 3 years of relief work in Haiti.
And those dollars have been pledged by governments. But that money actually has to come.
The United States pledged $1.15 billion for Haiti, but so far has paid just $30 million. Legislation approving the rest is tied up in Congress. For NPR News, I'm Craig LaMolt in Connecticut.
The government is making it easier for U.S. military veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder to claim disability benefits and treatment. Iraq vet Bobby O'Daniel of North Carolina welcomes dropping the requirement to document specific events that caused PTSD.
It was an accumulative effect of a duration of time. I was almost blown up on many occasions, and that had to do with a lot of the dreams I have of burning and getting exploded, getting crushed or suffocated.
O'Daniel says he'll believe the change when he sees it working.
It's promising, yes, but, you know, I've learned to just deal with the disappointment of denial.
He says he's applied for benefits repeatedly to no avail. Stocks are trading in a narrow range early this morning. The Dow Jones Industrials up 2 points at last check. This is NPR News. At least 74 people are now known dead from the two suicide bombings in Uganda's capital. The bombs targeted sports fans watching the finals of the World Cup soccer tournament. They exploded at a rugby club and a restaurant. Ugandan officials blame a Somali Islamist group that claims links to Al-Qaeda. The group has endorsed the attacks, but has not directly claimed responsibility. The United Nations command says that North Korea has agreed to meet and discuss the sinking of a South Korean ship in March that killed 46 sailors. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing that it's an about-face for North Korea, which has rejected talks up to now.
The UN command says in a statement that its colonel-level officers will meet with their North Korean counterparts tomorrow. The meeting will be held in the village of Panmunjom on the two Koreas' fortified border. It will prepare for later talks between general-level officers. North Korea agreed to the talks on Friday, apparently just hours before the UN Security Council issued a statement condemning the attack on the South Korean Navy ship. Pyongyang expressed satisfaction that the UN statement did not say that North Korea actually torpedoed the South ship. Pyongyang hailed this as a diplomatic victory, and on Saturday it agreed to return to stalled nuclear disarmament talks. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Switzerland is denying a U.S. attempt to extradite movie director Roman Polanski, who's wanted for unlawful sex with a minor decades ago. He pleaded guilty in 1979 to having sex with a 13-year-old girl, but he fled Los Angeles to avoid his jail sentence. He was arrested in 2009 in Switzerland. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.